Okay, good morning, everybody, and hope everybody's having a good week. We're up to Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed Tes as we continue our journey to the end of Sefer Tehillim for the second time. Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed Tes is really about the beginnings of humanity. There are many psukim here which are understood by the Gemara to be references to the creation of Adam Harishon, Achor Vakadam Teitani, Vatasha Salai Kapecha. It's also about the first sin. We know that when Adam sinned, Adam and his wife, they were afraid. They thought that the best approach, the best response, was somehow to hide from Hashem. And they hid in the tree. And of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu's question to Adam continues to ring. And not only for him, but for all of us, which is Ayeka. Where do you think you are? That was a way of Hashem opening a conversation with him and saying, do you really think that you can hide from me? And that's really the theme of this mizmor. So let me just pick out some psukim that delineate that idea. In Asak, Shemayim, Shamata, if I will go up to the heavens, there you are. Aviatzia, Sheol Hineka, if I will descend into the depths, there you shall be. Asak, Hanfei, Shachar. Eshkena ve'achris yam, if I'll go to the outermost edges of the sea. Gam sham yadcha tanchini v'tochazeni yiminecha. V'omar achoshech yishufeni v'layla or badeni. But the fact that you're there will then create light. Gam choshech lo yachshech rimecha v'layla v'kayom yoyer kachashecha ka'ora. Ki ata kanitech lo yota, you know my innards, right? Chayot literally are kidneys, but you know my innermost spaces. You know my soul oh so very well. Right, that I'm not going to try to withhold myself from you. I've learned the lesson. David HaMelech is almost speaking in the voice of Adam HaRishon, and I'm not going to try to withhold myself from you. I'm not going to try to hide things from you. You saw me before, skin was even placed on my body. Right? That not even a single day can be hidden from your discernment. But unto me, it's specifically the fact that I can't hide from you and that you know me in very intimate ways. That is very dear to me. My yaku re'acha el me'atzmo rashehem esperei mechol yibun hakitzosi ve'odi imach im tiktol alo arasha ve'anshe damim surimeni. You'll protect me from, again, all of the enemies that sought to destroy David, asher yomruchol mizima nasula shavaracha halom misanecha na'esna uviz komemecha eskotat tachlis sinas ne'esim. I've despised those who have despised you, lo oivim hayuli, chakreni el v'dal v'avi. Again, know me, and know me well. B'chaneni v'das arapai re'eim derech otzev bi, v'necheni v'derech olam. Guide me along these paths. So what's so fascinating about what David HaMelech is saying in this mizmor is, the natural response of Adam, and at that point the Isha, who later becomes named as Chava, the natural response was to try to hide from Hashem, right? When they felt themselves inadequate, in the wake of sin, when they felt themselves naked, literally, and they were ashamed of that, and they were frightened by that, the natural response was to try to hide from God. But the reality of the question of Ayeka is that that is not possible. And that's not just, and it can be a frightening proposition that we are held to account, Alifnei Mi'atah Atid Leitendin V'cheshbon. But I think in a much deeper sense, it's actually a source of profound comfort as well. As David HaMelech says, Li Mayakru Re'echa, right? This, your closeness, your intimacy, right? Laila Orba Adeni, the intimacy that God can provide, the illumination in the darkest places that God can provide. So if we simply accept the reality that there is no running from God, as Yonah learned, as he was looking to go to Tarshish, if we understand that we can't live that way and that the only way we can be and the only way that we can live is indeed to have a sense that God is here and God is present and God wants that relationship and to embrace that reality, then not only will we have nothing ultimately to be afraid of, but we'll have the ultimate source of solace and sustenance and support. And again, coming out of a time when we all needed that on a daily basis, as our lives as we knew them had been stripped away, the notion that God understands us in the most intimate ways, right? Lo nichad mimeka, nothing is hidden from him, right? Gal mi roe necha, you saw, you know, my body in its most, intimate early phases, literally Adam HaRishon, before the skin was even attached to it. But metaphorically speaking, God knows us in the most intimate ways. There's no way to hide. There's no way to run from that reality. And indeed, there's no reason to do so, because to do that would be to deprive ourselves of the ultimate gift of divine intimacy.